Yeah, obviously, everyone was disappointed, probably, no one more so than myself and the management team and indeed the board. We've been preparing for Drogheda for quite a while, and we'd love to have got up and running, but you can't foresee the conditions and storm that came in. And like when the Shorecones and Sligo was pulled on Saturday, I think it puts things into perspective. There was very little we could do, and we move on. And we move on to two games this weekend, in both away from home, Dermot. And that's probably the disappointing part. You've lashed a home game, although we will recoup it in time to come. But you're starting off with two away games in UCD and away in Dundalk, which will be very difficult.
Yeah, two difficult assignments. Ollie, you've always said before, okay, Harps and UCD haven't met now for some time, but any time you did play UCD, you always came up against difficult opposition.
Yeah, they're a proper side, and there's a lot of connections, obviously, with Finn Harps, with players-wise, and indeed William McConnor, and his assistant manager there. You've Michael Gallagher, Sam, a lot of players that did very well with us, and moved on with scholarships to UCD and have got them promoted. We always struggle in Belfield over the years, and I think Friday will be no different. But it's a hugely difficult ask. They're a very, very good side, in particular at home in the big pitch.
Yeah, and even though, okay, this is going to be your first game of the season, Ollie, but it's going to be very important to go up there and try and get a result.
Yeah, well, we always try to get results up there. It wasn't that we didn't try, but it didn't always materialise. I can remember maybe one occasion where we won, which was a playoff. The rest of the occasions we might have scraped a draw, or the last time we were there, I think we were beaten 3-0. Albeit a couple of years ago in the Premier Division. They're a very, very good footballing side. They got promoted for a reason, and Andy Myler has done a mighty job with them. And while they are young to a degree, you've got the likes of Evan Dozan, but I remember Evan playing 8 years ago with Shamrock Rovers B side in the first division. So when you look at the likes of him and Liam Carrigan, Colin Whelan, Sam Todd, Sam must have played maybe 60, 70 games with us. Like they have a lot of experience behind them, and we'll need to be right to get anything out of it.
Unfortunately for UCD, they had a difficult opening night back in the Premier Division. They faced the champion Shamrock Rovers and ended up on the wrong end of a heavy defeat.
Well, I wouldn't go that far, because they could have been 2-0 up. Liam Kerrigan had two very good chances that Alan Manis saved. But, better sides than us or UCD have taken beatings in Talla. I mean, the last time we were up there, we were beaten 3-0 and we didn't have a shot on target, to put it that way to you. So I don't think that's the yardstick to judge any side on. At home, if they're at home against Shamrock Rovers, they'll give them a run for their money too, let alone us.
Yeah. I suppose for your own part and for Harps, you've got all these new faces and all. It's going to take a while for you to decide on what's going to be your best starting 11. You'll probably have to tinker with things a wee bit, but have you an idea about what you're going to go with this Friday night?
The fact that we've two games on the weekend, probably not at this stage, Dermot. We need to try and manage it and have players fresh and available for Friday, and then going to Dundalk on the Monday. And that's not to say that we're going to, keep players for the Monday, in that we're unsure who our best starting side is, and we probably will be unsure for quite a while. But with two games this weekend and a lot of weekends in the near future, in the first half of the season, a lot of the players will get run outs, be it the Friday or the Monday, and we know pretty soon after that what our best 11 is, to put it that way.
Yeah, and there was going to be a big crowd at last Friday night's game against Drogheda. Unfortunately, it didn't take place. Any idea of when that match might be rescheduled?
No, Dermot, we're hoping. There's a lot of international weekends that have now been, across it, that there are no games in the League of Ireland scheduled through the international weekends. It's very unlikely that we'll have an international call-up of our squad. Maybe we will. I don't know where Drogheda lie in that, so we'd love to get it on the weekend of the 25th of March, where there is an international weekend. However, we're looking at it that maybe neither us or Drogheda will have international call-ups, and we could play it and get it on the Friday night, where we could get a crowd that we lashed out on maybe last Friday.